Fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. This is it's been a while since you've been here.
Yeah,
it's been a couple of years.
Pledge drive a year or two ago.
What have you been doing?
Just hanging out.
Is that it?
Shopping.
You have a lot of good news. So tell people about your really, really good news.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Our really, really good news is that after 10 years of playing together, we finally have signed with a record label.
Yay!
And yeah, it's exciting for us. We've done 4 albums on our own, and we're ready to let go of the reins a little bit and get some help and get some new resources that we haven't been able to have before.
Now we've signed on to LIR Records, Long Island Recording Records here in town.
Very cool. So for people who aren't in the biz, what does that mean? What does that open up for you to have a label behind you?
It opens up a whole bunch of stuff. First of all, like I was saying, on our last 4 albums, you know, we've kind of basically done everything ourselves. You know, we've done all the instrumentation ourselves. You know, we took a little more control of everything. And this one, we finally get some help.
We have a producer, Amber Sloan.
Yep, she's sitting in the big chair.
Mm-hmm.
And the musicians, some studio musicians that they can provide are just
phenomenal.
Insane good.
Does that change the process, the recording process, to have, you know, a producer, like someone you said, sitting in the big chair? Does that change it for you?
Totally.
Yeah, because we pretty much just sit there with a big smile on our face like, yay, that sounded so good. But yeah.
Yeah.
What was it like before? Did you just kind of go in and we're going to record and just lay it down to see what happens?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah.
But do you like the process better now to have somebody kind of lead
the
way?
Oh, yeah. Girl, I'm tired. It's nice to just get some help and to get more feedback and to get people behind you that actually know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, we've done this process over 10 years by ourselves, and it's nice to get some support.
Awesome. And what's neat is that Lyrico is in Lexington, so, you know, we can go knock on the door. You know, it's nice to have somebody local, and, you know, they have the Lexington School for Recording mm-hmm. Arts there, and so it's a whole new world of resources that we haven't been able to tap.
Well, congratulations again.
Yay!
Thank you.
And thanks for coming in again. We'll talk some more, a little bit about what you've been up to and working on a new album and all that. And
girl, I'm just tired.
Some new recipes.
She's just tired. Beth's just tired. But let's hear you do a live one here. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do one called The History Train.
All right. Here's Mother Jane live on WUKY.
A suitcase in hand and one in vain, one thought remains. Sometimes you must seek out where to go against the grain, so you don't like the way I'm living. But for me, it's mine. Look around.
Jane, live in the studio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sounding great.
Thank you very much.
Now, a thought just popped into my head earlier when I was preparing for you guys to come in. So I've been to plenty of your live shows.
Yes, you have.
And, you know, whenever you get two women with guitars, singer-songwriters, they always get compared to the Indigo Girls. But your shows are so much louder, and, you know, the audiences, that was nice, yeah. The audiences tend to be a little, you know, nutty, and I can say that because I'm usually in the audience, but, you know, just kind of loud and obnoxious at times, and, you know, it's a lot different than what you sound like on your record.
Right.
Have you ever thought about doing a live CD?
Oh, yeah. I've wanted to do a live record for a long time. Lisa keeps saying, maybe in a little bit.
Well, sometimes, like, nerves hit me. Yeah. You know, I don't know if you remember that old Brady Bunch. I can't remember which one it was, Marsha or Peter, when that red light came on the camera and they just sat there, and I kind of feel like I get that sometimes.
But you perform all the time.
I know. I don't know. Just still gets me sometimes. So
it'll be one of those things where we'll have to do it and she won't know.
Just don't tell her.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, we've always wanted to do that and just to capture the audience and the rowdiness.
Yeah,
because it is so much different.
It's a lot different.
It's
a lot different. But so you've been working on the new album. You're working on it now.
Yes.
Just started.
You just started?
Just this week, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I thought you'd been working a while. Did you prepare differently because it's a different experience with, you know, having a label and having a producer? And
well, we really kind of paid attention to not having any expectations, but almost not preparing in a way, mm-hmm. just because we wanted the full experience to, we just wanted to take back.
We just wanted to stay open to whatever happens and the guitar player that we had the other day, his name's James Whited, and he plays for the Kentucky Opry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. It's insane.
Fantastic.
We clapped after every song, you know. And that's the kind of musicians that they have for, you know, LIR.
That's a good sign if you're, you know, clapping in the studio.
Yeah.
Now, when you prepare to go in to record the album, do you say, okay, here are 12 songs that we've written, this is what we want to do? Or do you have a whole, you know, huge list of songs and you make cuts? How does that work?
We had pretty much a list of songs. We went in there actually to do another project, to actually do a demo to try to get some of our songs published.
Mm-hmm.
So they were familiar with a lot of our songs. And that actually led to us being signed. One thing led to another. And we actually just went in there to do a project. And we laid down and pretty much did like 17 songs of what we had. And Amber, our producer, went through and said yay or nay on certain ones, and she came down to 13. So
13 tracks on the new album.
Lucky 13.
Yeah.
Is that set in stone? I'm just kind of curious how it works.
We'll see.
I believe 12 would be the least.
Yeah. One might get cut, but I don't know. I hope the one where I yodel stays in there.
That's exciting. That's different. I was just going to ask, you know, what can people expect? How will this be different besides the fact that, you know, this is going to be your first effort on the label and, you know, having someone kind of lead the way when you kind of get to go in, I guess, and be talent, which is probably a good feeling.
Just go in there.
Because that's what you do best. But what can people expect? What have you noticed that's different so far? I know it's only been just this week. But
so far, so good. It's not going to be as stripped down as a lot of our other efforts, pretty much. A few songs are going to stay acoustic-based, but it's going to open up just because of the musicians that they have over there. It's just, it's insane. So it's...
Do you have a title yet? I was just curious.
Jonice Rocks.
I think you should stick with that and make shirts and stickers and everything.
And have a picture of you on the front going, hi.
You can use that picture we took.
Yeah.
Mother Jane's live in the studio. My guest today on Adult Rock. You want to do another?
Sure.
What are you going
to do?
Garden?
Okay. We'll do a new one called Garden. Speaking of Diva over there.
I want to go, said I want to go to that peaceful valley down below. Gonna take my pain and my sorrows to that peaceful valley down below. Give me the strength to make it through. Give me the eyes to see. To do what I need to do. It's where our branches from the same tree. When we walk through the garden, we'll understand. You'll fragments of me in your hand. Let's go back to the basics. And the only way we can is turn around and go back to the God. Troubled times, leave them all behind. 'Cause eternally you will always shine. So peel it back and look inside. There's so much more there than meets the eye. Give us the strength to make it through. Eyes to see. Give us the courage to do what we need to do. So we're all branches from the same tree. When we walk through the garden, we will understand. You'll fragments of me in your hands. Let's go back to the basics. Turn around and go back to the God, God in. When we walk through the garden, we will understand. You'll fragments of me in your hands. Let's go back to the basics.
Mother Jane, live in the studio, WUKY. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So that's a new one.
That's a new one, yes.
So we're going to hear that on the
we're going to hear that on the
Joni's
CD.
Rocks.
Joni's Rocks, yes.
A working title.
Well, Joni's Rocks and then parentheses, hey.
Hey.
That'll work. What's your, the garden, we just said, you know, a new song for this album. Did you write it specifically for this album or is that something? Do you have like a book is what I'm wondering of a bunch of songs that you guys have written that you just haven't used?
Well, that's actually a new one, but we do have a book of ones that just weren't used before or they're not finished or anything. And I don't know, you just kind of feel it when a song comes out. You know, and Garden just came out and wrote itself. It just wrote itself. I said,
do you sit down and write together, or is it one of those things where you're like, hey, Lisa, here's some lyrics I've been working on, or here's a melody?
Our typical thing has been she usually starts it. And then I usually kind of come in and sweep it at the end with some changes and some finishing lyrics and stuff.
Oh, yeah, she polishes it pretty much, yeah, because I'll try to rhyme. It's funny, some of the words I try to rhyme, and she's like, mm-mm, sit in Sesame Street. So she adds a little more artistry to the lyrics, so, yeah.
What do you, you know, I mentioned the Indigo Girls before, which I'm sure you've had a lot of comparisons to, but what?
No, not a lot.
Not at all? Not none. I mean, I wouldn't, you know. But what do you listen to?
Oh, gosh. All kinds of stuff. Ben Harper.
Anything you're listening to right now?
I've been listening to, believe it or not, or I can't talk, believe it or not, a lot of big band from like 30s and 40s.
Really?
And, yeah, 20s. And
I like Nika Costa and Ben Harper and Amos Lee.
Very cool.
Yeah. Ani DeFranco and all that good stuff.
Are those the same artists that inspire you to write, or are there certain influences that you have?
It depends on what I'm listening to at the time. The last CD, I listened to a lot of Martin Sexton, mm-hmm. so that influenced a lot of our last one. Well, it influenced me. Lisa's like, wow, did it really?
Cool.
Yeah, so it just depends on what I'm listening to at the time, and then, you know.
So when's the album going to be finished? And again, you just started this week, so these are probably...
I think we're hoping for the first of the year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think that's a target date, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, so... Well, where can we see you next live?
We are actually going to be next Saturday at Brooks Hill Winery, which is in Brooks, Kentucky.
Where's that?
I think it's outside of Metro Louisville.
Okay.
About 5 miles south. And we're doing a free show out there. I believe it's 6 to 8. And if you want to check them out, it's www.brookshillwinery.com.
Brooks Hill Winery. Okay. Yeah. Sounding good. Thank you so much for coming in. Do you want to do one more?
Sure. I'd like to give a shout out.
All right.
Will Freebody.
Way to go.
All right. Beth and Lisa, thank you so much. Lisa, happy early birthday.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, she's 78.
Happy 19. Oh. You said 78. I said 19.
No.
What are you going to do now?
Tune my guitar.
All right.
You want to do You?
That sounds good.
Okay. This is an older song, but it's if all goes well, it'll be on the new one. It's going to be a different dimension of this song.
All right.
It's time to move on. It's time to let it go. Well, it's time to be real now. For life. Just be you.
Mother Jane, live in the studio here at WUKY. Thank you so much again.
Thanks for having us.
Having us.
Good luck with the new album.
Thank you very much.
And happy birthday.